about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on.
I wonder why all of a sudden my level of everything on the air is so low.
You're pulling me close.
Maybe it's just headphones. Hey, a lot of emails coming in here all of a sudden. Here's one, and the subject is, I can no longer listen to the show. Now, when you see that, you assume you did something to really, you know, upset somebody. Turns out the guy's moved to California, and because of the firewall in his computer, he can't listen online, and he's just really ticked off. So, it's a good sort of negative.
What about on the phones now? You get that Wonder Radio, or there's another one.
There's TuneIn, there's Wonder, there's OO Tunes. Those are all great apps to turn your telephone into a radio. For people who don't know, they're really good, and they work. Wonder with a U, W-U-N-D-E-R radio, if you're out of town. You just download that app and type in KTRS, and boom, there it is, just crystal clear, and put your headphones in the jack or plug it into your car system. OO Tunes and TuneIn Radio is another one. I'm just kind of skipping through. Frank, familiar with these auctions? In most states, the laws vary, talking about the storage lockers. Some states require that you itemize the items inside before selling. In Missouri, that's not the case. The lockers do not have to be sold at auction. It can be sold privately. In many cases, the managers of a facility do cut locks and go through the units prior to the sale. Ah, here, something that contradicts something else we were told. In Missouri, the units must be in default 31 days, and then a certified letter must be sent. Then you must wait another 45 days before selling the unit. However, according to the law in Missouri, the auction company is only entitled to the amount of money owed for the rental. If the unit sells at auction for more than rent owed, the balance is due the owner of the goods inside the unit. Anybody planning to buy units and make a living, good luck. You will move junk and more junk. Thanks. I think what he means is if you're planning to make a living going around buying blindly storage lockers. Yeah, I think most of your time will just be spent figuring out what to do with all the junk you just acquired.
Right, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Most of those people in that Storage Wars show have consignment shops, so they can put even, you know, small $5, $10 stuff on sale in their shop to sell it and make money that way.
Yeah. We need to take a couple calls here. Got a nice letter. Thank you, Dave, for the email about the Brando interview. He says he just really enjoys the Brando interviews. Oh. And it said something about it made him laugh. Almost to imply it's some kind of joke or something.
A guy that died the next day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I understand that they make me laugh. What?
That's weird.
I'm kind of puzzled by that. That is kind of weird. Off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And if you don't like that KTRS thing, that's 5877. So 969-5877 or 888-550-5877. Paul is up first. Hello, Paul.
Hi.
How are you?
First of all, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, a couple weeks back on Mondays with Jose, he was talking about the iPhone and Tina had an issue with having to buy things through iTunes, and you have to use iTunes.
You
have to use iTunes to sync things to the phone, but you don't have to buy things through iTunes. you can buy things through Amazon or however you get your music. You just add them, you know, drag them into iTunes and sync them to your phone that way.
Right.
But you have
to go
through,
for example,
iTunes.
But you have to go through iTunes.
Who do you pay?
What
do
you saying
pay
is,
Amazon or do you pay
iTunes? No. Like if you have a CD, like I've put CDs in my iTunes library and then dump them into my phone.
Everything has to be filtered, no matter where it came from, through iTunes to get onto your
phone. But I buy from Amazon. I pay the 99 cents, and then it's downloaded onto my computer. So then I would have to run it through iTunes?
Right.
You would
drag
just,
it or somehow.
Add it to iTunes, and that's it. You don't have to buy it through iTunes.
I didn't know that. So you can buy a song from Amazon, a single song, and then put it in your iTunes library.
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
wow.
That whatever, however you, way you get your music, you can, you know, I don't condone pirating, but, you know, that happens, and you just drag your music into iTunes, and once your phone's plugged into iTunes, it should be in your iTunes library, and you you check mark that music tab up top, and you can sync whatever music you want into your phone.
Hey, let me ask you a question, because you seem to know a little bit about this, and sorry to all those who don't really care, but then there are people who don't.
I'm a little upset.
But you know what? I want to ask you a question. If I have an iPhone and I have an iTunes, and it only will sync with the particular computer you're using. If you have two different computers and you sync your phone, and one computer doesn't have the library the other one has, you lose everything. You get nothing. What if I wanted to take a CD? Like, I bought this CD of this Human Nature, this group in Las Vegas. I would like to put it in my phone, in my iPod part of my iPhone, but I'm at another computer. Could I still do that and just check somehow that I want that CD and those cuts put in my phone? I don't want to synchronize. Can you do that?
Not from a different computer. I would possibly use, you know, something like Dropbox.
Dropbox.
Have you heard of Dropbox?
No.
It's like an online storage, sort of like how iCloud is.
Right.
But Dropbox, just Dropbox.com, whatever. You get 2 gigs of free storage, and you can add whatever you want to your Dropbox from any computer. That Dropbox is, you can access it from any computer. And say you add that CD, those tracks, into that folder, and
I'm getting a headache.
Yeah, exactly. And
I'll look into it. I'll pull up Dropbox. I'm sure it explains all that in there. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. And, thank you. What else?
Nothing else. Yeah, I know I'm taking up too much time.
No, you're not. Take all the time you want. Go ahead. You know what? I want you to do the next 15 minutes. Go ahead. We don't care. No, seriously, we're late. Here's how lazy we are. If you had 15 minutes worth of good stuff, I'd just sit back and think, thanks. I mean, what else do you have? What do you have?
I know Jose is not, he's extremely smart, and I just didn't want to, I know he's not fully, aware of a lot of the Apple and iTunes type deal.
Yeah, because he's not big into that.
Yeah.
And he'll be the first to admit he doesn't know everything. I mean, there's some things he's not... No, right.
Especially
there's some things he's
Apple
just
product.
Not as, yeah, as well-versed on as other things.
Yeah, and I just find that the iOS platform, the Apple products, if you're beginning, you know, first planning on getting a smartphone, the iOS platform is probably the easiest platform to navigate around.
User-friendly.
Yes, very, very user-friendly.
Okay. If anything happens to Jose, you want the gig? You want to do the Monday thing?
Exactly. I'll take it.
No pay?
No pay. That's fine.
Wow. Well, that's fine. You know what? You just got it.
Yeah. That's what you have to say, Jose.
Wow.
You
save some money. Hey, Paul, thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Appreciate it. Steve, how are we doing? We're good on time. Steve, how are you?
Fine, Frank. I just, I've always wondered, well, during your, playhouse, you know, we just hear little snippets of, EB and Rat Boy. What's the chances of having them sit in one session and just get a full effect of their personalities and how you all relate to each other.
We've had Rat Boy in multiple times. I'd say at least six or eight times for an hour. And talk to him about being in a Marine and all that stuff. We've never done a sit-down with Hebe. That's a good question. He's rather secretive because of his background in security and confidential matters. He has a tendency not to talk much.
But a language barrier, too.
Well, yes, he's foreign. He doesn't speak a lot of English.
Very little.
But, you know, we'll look into that.
You know, there you just bring it up in to one of your pre-show meetings that y'all have, I'm sure. And
I have them every day. Every day.
Thank you very much.
Right,
all right,
now, that's a great suggestion. Thank you, Steve. I'll tell you, this audience, they really do get how this show is put together. There's a guy, he knows all about the pre-show meetings, the planning that goes into it. That stuff doesn't go unnoticed. You know, you listen to this, and anybody with half a brain has to come to the conclusion. So a lot of work goes into that show.
Yeah, like you could just come in here and sit down and just start talking.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Who could do that? Nobody could do that. There's no such show. Don is here. Hello, Don.
Oh, Don's gone.
Don's gone, then David's here. Hello, David.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Going great.
AM into PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'll try and explain that cloud server a lot easier than that last guy.
Go ahead.
You just export whatever you want into that cloud service, and then whenever you get on your computer, you import it back to your computer, and then you can put whatever you want in iTunes or whatever.
So it's like a cloud. Dropbox
But
is
you
like
do
a cloud.
Need to start with the one computer. You can't just sit at the second computer and somehow get it from the first without first taking it out of computer number one into the cloud.
No, your iTunes is linked, or your iPhone is linked to your computer only, so you can't download music to it from any other computer.
Okay, all right. Well, that was
that's just like nobody else can hook an iPhone or an iPod up to your computer and download their music either, because it would erase your stuff. They would sync everything yours onto theirs.
Hey, whatever happened to the infrared unit to unit? I know some of the Palm Pilots, and there was a way you could.
Bump, face, wasn't it? You something could, like you, a bump?
You could literally put one facing the other with the infrareds and hit send, and just go sucked into the other one. Well, that would be so nice if you could take your iPad, hold your iPhone up to it, and just zap it, everything into it.
So, see, all that's one of the reasons why I don't buy too many iProducts. I'd rather go with something else. It's just I don't want to have to deal with only iTunes.
Yeah, and they make it difficult.
Well, there's upside and the downside. And the upside is that for a lot of people, the Mac stuff is so much simpler and user-friendly, and so it's less susceptible to, you know, viruses and all that other crap. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Steve. No, David. I'm sorry. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Frank. Bye.
All right. Let's get Al in here. Hello, Al.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm better than there would be two. I would need two of me to be better, but I would like to say this is the only radio show that I would ever pay to listen to, and it's because of Anne Strauss, Tina Dalpiez, Ian the Peon, and it's fantastic radio. I mean, it's just
It must not be that fantastic, because hang on, let me just check and see if we have any offers from either satellite radio or Chicago or LA or New York. Hang on, I'm checking.
We don't
have any offers from anybody. So we're glad you like it.
My wife unfortunately has the disease MS, and one of the things that Jose never talks about is that people that are handicapped, a Macintosh or an Apple computer is the only way for them to go, because it's so much simpler for them to operate.
That's a great point.
And so that if you're into Windows and all the nuances and doing this and doing that and downloading that, that's great. That's fantastic. But as the other man talked about, that my wife has a Mac, and she, our daughters are in different places, and she can contact them via Skype. And Frank, these things never get viruses.
No.
They never go down, and so that, you know, if a person is handicapped or is some kind of disability, the Macintosh computer is such a good investment for them. So, I mean, I love the show, but it's just, it's something that needs to be pointed out. If you're handicapped, get a Mac.
Well, you just talked about it, and it's something that's easy to overlook because, you know, it's just not a topic that would normally pop up until somebody like you said, hey, here's something you need to know. My wife has MS, blah, blah, blah. Can I ask you a couple of questions about MS while I have you here?
Yes.
You mind?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
All right, MS is a really confusing disease to me. I just 3 nights ago, I had dinner with a friend of mine, and he and three friends every year take a friend of theirs who has MS on a fishing trip, and it is a major undertaking. It involves a
Frank, I'm not here.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
Yeah, I'm taking care of it right now.
Warren, get the phone.
Warren.
Yeah. So here's my question. He says that his friend is 70. He's had MS for 20 years. It's obviously advanced. He's in a wheelchair. He can use his arms, but he can't use his legs. I know two people who have MS. We have someone who works here who has MS. There are literally no visible signs of MS. And the strange thing about MS is you can be... Annette Funicello has had it for, 30 years, and she's still around? You can live with it for a long time. It can be devastatingly crippling, or it can have no visible signs. What stage, where is your wife's MS? How long has she had it, and what can she do and not do?
Okay, well, now that I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on TV or radio.
Yeah, but you're the husband of a woman with MS. You know a lot.
Okay, yeah. All right. All I can say is that there are a number of types of MS, and the late Richard Pryor had what's called progressive MS, that you get worse. It's like a graph that the sales are going down. It's so that if people have the progressive form of it, they become more debilitated as time goes by.
Just like ALS. Just like ALS. Muscular dystrophy.
There's relapsing and remitting MS. Montel Williams, the television personality, would be an example of this. These people, that, do you understand what MS does to your brain, Frank?
Not as much as what it does to your brain as what it does to your neuromuscular system.
But, I mean, it's like if you imagine in your home, the wiring in your home, if somehow, some way in your home, the insulation on the wiring would be stripped by your home. And that's what happens with MS. Your body thinks something's attacking, you know, itself. And so your body attacks itself, and it strips the myelin sheathing of the nerve endings going into your brain. So that this is what happens with MS. Now, the people that have relapsing, and maybe I'm just speaking about the technical term for it, but the people that have that form of MS, their body is able to heal itself. So henceforth, they can function normally for a period of time, and then, you know, that they have these attacks where maybe they be bedridden. But people like my wife, they're just, it's you know, their brain works fine, but they can't use their arms, they can't use their legs, and, you know.
So. How long has she had it?
She's been diagnosed for approximately 12 years.
And how long has it been this bad?
It gets worse. You know, she can barely walk with a walker now. She can't drive a car anymore. So, you know, it gets worse. But she's, you know, my wife is one of these people that she's tough as nails, and she's fallen. Like, I always say she could play professional football as a linebacker because she falls and she gets up and she doesn't get hurt. So.
Wow. Well, good for her. I'd like to think I'd be one of those people, but I think I've made it pretty clear. I'm a giant baby, and don't know how I'd be able to handle anything like that.
One of the things about one of the people I went to Vianney with, a guy named Steve Fehrenbacher. Steve Fehrenbacher has had MS for, like, he worked at May Company, and he's had it for, like, 30 years, and he looks great.
Yeah.
And so my sister was with him one day and said, "You still run, Steve?" And he goes, "Run? I can't walk from my car to, you know, to... to be in here. But, I mean, it's just, it has to do with, some people look fantastic, but they still can't do anything.
Well, you've sent out a great message here to people who have somebody in the family with MS or any other crippling disease, that the MAC products are easier for those people to use. That's good to know. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate the show.
All right. Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. See? You learn. You learn so much here. Now you're about to learn where to buy a Chevrolet. There might be somebody listening. You know that it is possible. There's somebody listening right now who's never heard of Johnny Londo. Somebody just moved into town from Boise, Idaho or something.
Yeah.
And they're unpacking. And they're in the car, and they're running. They got to pick something up because they realize they're out of tape or something. And they got the radio on. They found us. Never heard of Johnny Londo Chevrolet. John Londoff is on the phone. John, to that new person, never heard of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, in about 30 seconds, what would you say to that person to get them to come and at least visit you if they're looking for a vehicle?
Well, because you'll have an unbelievable time, and maybe we'll have some potatoes there to offer you.
Potatoes?
Potatoes?
That's going to get me a beer.
Well, that's pretty stereotypical.
See what he's doing? They're from Idaho,
he would actually
go to the trouble to welcome them with potatoes.
Oh.
Okay, see that right there? See that kind of thinking right there? That's not your ordinary deal.
That's the right kind of thinking guy.
But what if they moved out of Idaho because they were sick of potatoes? They're looking for a fresh start somewhere else with another
steak.
That's a good point.
Maybe you have prepared out gratin or something.
How about a St. Louis delight, like a toasted ravioli or something? Welcome to St. Louis. Here is some
toasted ravioli.
One of our.
You know, I think we're on to something. If somebody comes in and says, "I'm new in town, I heard about you," and you say, "I'd like to take you out for toasted ravioli
and gooey butter cake."
Ooh,
gooey butter cake and a nice thin crust pizza.
I think you got something there.
Toast pizza and homemade ravioli from Lombardo's. Unbelievable. It was great, sitting at the airport in Dallas, DFW, flying back tonight. Been in meetings for a couple of days with the
buying furniture.
Great folks at GM Financial AmeriCredit. General Motors bought AmeriCredit Financial Institution a little over a year and a half ago, and they're offering some unbelievable interest rates, very low interest rates, some great financing. I mean, they have interest rates as low as like 3.9%. For customers that have some, had a few hiccups in the road as far as their credit, which right now in this country, 44 to 45%, if not 46% of Americans have some credit issues because of what's going on in the marketplace in the last 3 to 4 years. So, if that's happened to you and you're on the road to recovery, if you need a new vehicle, you've held on to that car that you've had for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, GM Financial AmeriCredit is there to help. They really are unbelievable people. We've been with people like Michael Bird, big guy, played college football. He goes by the nickname of Bird. I mean, if he wants to be called Bird, if he's 6'4", I'm calling him Bird, right?
Why wouldn't he have a different nickname than his own name?
Yeah.
I mean, his name is Michael Bird, and his nickname is Bird. That's very creative.
So we call him Big Bird? That's what we call him, Big
Bird. Yeah, Big Bird. There you go.
Bird. Huh?
Big Bird.
It's like everyone around there calls you Big Frank.
No, women sometimes call me Big Frank Furter. Kind of a nickname I've had to live with.
I bet they do. So how have you all been? How's everything today? How's the weather in St. Louis?
Well, it's 45 and headed to for worse. The low tonight's supposed to be about 28, so welcome back to, winter.
It was 84 here yesterday, which was warm and humid. And today the high was only in the mid-60s, so good, nice weather in Dallas, but can't wait to get back home to Mimi and the boys. And then you got Thanksgiving next week. Isn't it just a great time of year?
Yeah, hang on one second. Hey, Mimi says he can't wait to get back to see you. She's with me. Silence on the other end.
You hear that? What'd you just say?
It was like
nothing.
A Mike Evans thing.
Nothing. Well, no, Mike Evans stole it from me.
Oh, did he?
He stole it from me. Yeah, that's exactly right. So tell me real quickly, what was this thing in Dallas? What was this called? Is this all Chevy dealers? Is it a GM thing?
No, just strictly myself and our finance director, Sean Pleasant, an unbelievable teammate of mine here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, or there at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, because I'm not here right now.
You better have a good personality if your name is Pleasant.
No kidding.
Yeah, what's his nickname?
He, I'm going to tell you what, he never stops smiling. I mean, the guy
has no choice.
Unbelievable. And then we have four incredible finance managers that work for Sean Pleasant and myself. David Moore, Lindessa Washlager, Luke Purell, and Robert Rice. And Sean heads up the special finance department, and also is the director over the four finance people. So, you know, we've always been a dealership. I think through my dad, that has always reached out, you know, to help people that have had some issues and had some hiccups and had some, you know, some things that have happened in their life and resulted to maybe a lowering score in their credit score. But we're here to help.
I'm here to help. I'm here to help. I'm here to help save the dealership money. So two of you went down to meet with what? One guy?
No, we probably met over 150 people in 2 days.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I was going to say otherwise you could like Skype this thing or something. You know, if it's that many people, then I understand it. So you're coming back today?
You're pretty technical.
I am. You're coming technical. Back today?
Yes. Yeah, coming back tonight. Arrive about 7 o'clock. Can't wait. All but right. I had a great trip. GM Financial America Credit. Great lease deals. We don't know what it is with St. Louis. Maybe some people can call in, but why don't people from St. Louis, why don't we in the Midwest want to do lease? Because even here in Dallas and Fort Worth, which is a part of our South Central region, also the leasing is very low, and it's much better if you can do a lease, and there's also lease for, you know, special finance consumers than do a 72-month finance loan.
Well, I'm a big fan of leasing, and I think a lot of people are misinformed about leasing. I think that leasing is just for people who own businesses. Once you get all the facts and you put them in front of you, there are some tremendous advantages to leasing if it's a good lease package, and maybe they just need a little more education, and they get that from you when they come to your place.
We'll do that over the next few days and weeks, and maybe on the air here, go over some issues, and if there's some questions, we can answer those, because it's a great opportunity. I leased. You ever hear the story when I leased a Suburban for Mimi? My dad, at the time, didn't think that, you know, having two Suburbans and, you know, as far as company vehicles, he thought it was just a little too much money. So he said, you know, I can't give you a Suburban for your adorable, beautiful wife and his daughter-in-law. That was a long time ago. I mean, that's 15, 16 years ago. So I did a 24-month lease. I bought a Suburban. For my wife.
That doesn't seem right that the dealer should have to buy my wife a car.
25% of the store. I'm like, okay. I said, here, I'll buy her one. And she drives a Tahoe now, but we have the greatest SUVs, greatest full-size pickup trucks, just unbelievable great vehicles with the Chevy Cruze, still number one selling car in America at 16.9, and the Chevy Malibu at 18.9, and Silverado Extended Cab at 18.9. So I know they're open late tonight. They're going to Sean and I up at the airport, and I'm going to head home, and look forward to it. I hope you guys have a great rest of the show. I got a plane to catch, so give them a call, will you?
All right.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800 or 24/7/365 at thelawndump.com.
Well, when you get back and check in, hopefully the news they'll have at the dealership is, oh, yeah, while you were gone, we had a bunch of AM and the PM people come in. We'll try to make that happen. We'll talk to you after you get back.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
All right, John.
Nice talking to you. Drive safe out there, too.
Bye-bye. Now, I caught the line, by the way. It was funny. You're down there buying furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up. Who said that?
I did. That.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I think, for those who didn't get it, it's the old...
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
No.
In Dallas buying furniture?
Brooke Dubman, Nate Dubman used to always say.
They used to go, you know, while Dad's away buying furniture in Dallas, we decided to
have
give
a
the store away. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, then we will get back to you. It is Wednesday, which means Dr. Doug Pernikoff is going to join us. He's your pet's best friend. Get your pets, gather them around the radio, and we'll be right back on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and Tim Weiland has your Golden Oakland Airborne Traffic. And Tim, Dan has a question for you.
Okay.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan, Professor.
Hey, someone called in and said that they were seeing a lot of smoke coming out of St. Charles, somewhere in St. Charles. Now, have you seen any of that?
You know what? And we were just talking about that with the other airplane. I'll bet that smoke is 60 to 65 miles away.
Wow.
It's north-northwest. As soon as we took off, there's a huge plume of smoke,
yeah.
And it's way, way beyond the horizon. But then there's another plume of smoke that you can tell is somewhere in St. Charles County. And if I thought it were closer, we'd try to fly up there and see what it was. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of north northwest of St. Louis, and it filled up the sky. But easily that's easily over 60 miles away.
Wow.
So okay. you guys are funny to listen to, because when you guys are like kids in a classroom that put up their desk and talk behind it to each other. When Frank or Johnny's talking, you can hear you guys giggling and doing other stuff in the background.
Oh, just hey, it's we were paying attention.
It's disrespectful to me and to John. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, well, it was disrespectful to the teacher, too, but we did it anyway. So. Oh, I'll tell you what. We just, looking at the traffic southbound 55, it's pretty good all the way down through Highway M. Now, downtown, eastbound 40, that is slowing up from... Looks like Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 is Adelaide to 10th Street. Once you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, everything looks pretty good. Southbound 270, it's slow at Olive. And then it's slow again from south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. Give a Garmin. Someone you know needs one, give them a Garmin newbie with free lifetime map and traffic updates. Limitations apply. Get all the details at Garmin.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle.
The new manager of your St. Louis Cardinals, Mike Matheny. Mike, it's J.C. How you doing?
J.C., I'm doing great.
Weekdays at noon.
Are you prepared for people sort of pointing the finger and sort of poking holes that the experience issue might be a factor in all of this?
Let's just take a look at what we just had. We had one of the most decorated managers in the history of baseball managing this team. And every single time he lifted an arm or took a step out of that dugout, he was being criticized. It's going to happen. And you know what? Just to be honest, people have that right.
The Big 550.
The fans are the lifeblood of this game.
KTRS.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle is being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. That's expert service and money back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
R&R Sanitation Porta Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Announcing no closing costs.
I'm Joe Nevins, president of Smart Wholesale Lending. When we say no closing cost, we mean no closing cost. Not a little, not a lot, none. The Smart Loan from Smart Wholesale Lending. A rate in the threes and no closing cost. That means you can save on your interest and pay absolutely nothing. Plus, with the Smart Loan, you'll make no payments until next year. Call Smart Wholesale Lending today at 314-821-9898. That's 821-9898. We know refinancing or buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. At Smart Wholesale Lending, we understand that. It's our promise to make sure you get the best mortgage possible. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until next year, it's never been easier to save you money. Call today at 314-821-9898. That's 821-9898. Or go online at smartwholesalelending.com. That's the power of neighborhood. That's the power of Smart Wholesale Lending.
All of your hopes and all of your dreams and all that you need to help you succeed is smart.
NMLS number 257970.
At Assisted Recovery Centers of America, lives are changed every day.
Every other place that you call, you go in for 6 months, 9 months. ARCA, you walk in the door, you are treated with medication. At the time you walk in and you leave that same day, you're treated in your own environment. You're treated at home. You can be at home with your treatment, around the people you love and need to be around. Here they teach you how to live in your circumstances without the medication, with the pharmaceuticals that they give you that helps the craving, and you just learn how to live without it. I've been clear and free for almost 3 years now, and they're still there to help me if I need it.
Break the grip of drug and alcohol addiction. Discover the amazingly effective combination of anti-craving medications and counseling treatment at Assisted Recovery Centers. Make the confidential call now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. The time is now.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold 3 Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified Remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Farm Gab, go!
First-time caller, long-time farmer.
Yeah.
Should I turn over a new leaf?
Burris
Hybrids is my corn.
Good.
Now they have high-yielding soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong they feel so right?
Whoa, don't go Dr. Phil on me. Of course you should be excited about their Roundup Ready and Liberty Link beans. Plus, their PowerShield treated beans have 100% free replant.
Wow, I feel like...
Calling Burris, try 877-4-B-U-R-R-U-S.
Stop by the new Big Lots in Baldwin in the Old Town Plaza on Manchester Road, where you'll find extreme values throughout the store every day. Big Lots, big savings.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Well, it's time once again to check in with your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. Let me give you our phone numbers because right away we're going to put you on with Dr. Doug, and whatever you would normally pay for a consultation or advice in the vet's office, forget about it. You're not going to have to pay it. It's free advice from one of the best. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. First come, first serve. You call in, get your name on the board. Here he is. Father of the Pernikoff brothers, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how's everybody?
Hey, Dr. Doug. Great, doctor.
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. Very quickly, and then we're going to get right to the calls. As soon as somebody calls, I don't see any names on here yet. My daughter is on the way home, and she's bringing a dog home, and it is going to become the new dog of our family, probably more for my mother-in-law who's going to keep it, and it's a something leopard, a caligula, you know what I'm talking about? Starts with a C and
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the exact name.
I've never heard of this name.
Yeah, I talked to your mother-in-law the other day.
Yeah.
She told me all about it.
She's all excited. So they're all ready for the big welcome home.
We'll take care of it.
Well, we changed his name, and tell me he's a year old. I don't think that's a big issue or big deal, is it?
No. I can tell you why it won't be, because your mother-in-law is going to have such a personal relationship with that dog that they're going to bond immediately, and it doesn't matter what she calls it. She's going to fall in love, and it'll be great.
That's what I thought. You want to take some calls?
Sure.
All right. He's all yours, folks. We start with Donna. We don't have but a couple of minutes, but let's go. Donna, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Dog, AM and PM.
Hi, Donna. What can I do for you?
I've talked to you before. I have a male chihuahua. He just turned a year old. He has not been cut. I hate to do it to him. But he likes to hike his leg. He likes to try and do my tan all the time.
Oh.
Uh-huh. You just gave me two great reasons why you really need to get him cut. Because they have accidents and they act like a male and, you know, it's best to get that done. Now,
can't you just pick him up and take him off your lap?
I'm sorry?
Do what now?
You know what?
What happened?
He tried to do something dirty.
What?
Just ignore it and move on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Move on.
Well, that's
what
makes it interesting.
So, okay, you may have some neutered. Learned behavior.
You mean that's neutered right. When you say cut, right? The neutered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a year old. He's little. I don't want him to die.
He's not going to die. He'll do great. Trust me.
All right.
Okay?
Just,
but
I'm
it's really
afraid.
Good. It's a healthier thing for you to do for him. So please do it. I think you'll be you'll be very happy in the ending.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Donna. Wow, there's a dog lover there. Doesn't even want to hurt him. My wife was willing to put me through the pain of a vasectomy, but I just refused to do it.
Wow.
That's how uncaring she is. Stacy, you're up. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Stacy. What can I do?
I have a 3-year-old male golden retriever who isn't fixed, and I have a 5-year-old female basset hound who is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I let those dogs outside, that golden retriever hangs around so I can lick up the urine of the basset hound. And it's just disgusting.
Oh, good.
He slobbers at the mouth just waiting to do it.
I have a great solution for you. Get him neutered. Now, we really like to neuter animals. It's really important. Number one, we've got a gazillion animals running around that end up in bad situations because they're, you know, bred and then there's no home for them and they get euthanized in places. So that's the first reason. Of course, as we said to the other gentleman, you really want to have a dog that's going to live a healthy, long life. And statistics show that if you don't get them neutered, there's all sorts of problems they can potentially have with their prostate glands, with testicular cancers, and just behaviorally, it's not the choice you should make. So he's probably still picking up on hormones and he's just interested as an adult male. I get him neutered and I think a lot of that will resolve itself.
Okay.
All right.
Very
okay.
Good.
All right, Stacy. Thank you. We are out of time. A dog who cannot wait to lick up the urine of another dog. Now, that's a new one.
I think there are cults that do that, right?
I think there are too. That's a new one for me. Well, doctor, go ahead.
I want to just thank you, Frank, for letting me borrow Dan, and we had a great time in Birmingham.
Well, not only are you welcome, but we were hoping you'd keep him.
Yeah, you brought him back.
Take him all the way to the whole country and never bring him back. So you're welcome. And we'll talk next week. Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Your best friend. How about that? Both calls, the solution was neutering.
Yeah.
Must take care of a lot of different things when you have that done. Got a nice little perk for you if you're a First Community Credit Union member, which means you're a customer there. We call members. If you're not, then you might want to become one, because this is just one of many perks, like free popcorn and then popsicles in the summer when it's hot, and tremendous rates on things like car loans, rates on your savings. Now, they're going to have a special for the members, the people who bank at First Community Credit Union. And if you use your First Community Credit Union credit card for your holiday shopping next weekend, not this weekend, but the weekend of Thanksgiving, November 24th through the 28th, you get a rate of 1.99% on your purchase.
Ooh.
Not the standard credit card rate, 1.99%. And again, that is next weekend, the weekend of Thanksgiving. A little gift to you as a member from First Community Credit Union. And if you are not banking there, then why? That's the only thing I know to do is ask why. Why wouldn't you bank there? And very quickly, our condolences to Paul Warner.
the host of the yard sale, which is sponsored by First Community Credit Union. He has been a member there longer than any of us, and his mother-in-law passed away. So Bill Cleveland will be substitute hosting the yard sale this Saturday morning. And I mention it again only because the exclusive sponsor, and has been the exclusive sponsor for 3 years now, is First Community Credit Union. You can find out a whole lot more at firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic, here's Tim Wyland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, we just got a report of an accident. I can see lines of traffic starting to stack up here. It's on Highway 44 at Hampton. Looks like we've got something eastbound also near Grand. We're almost up that way. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 40, it's slow from the Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason. A couple little slow pockets from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, slow between 370 and Mid River Small Drive, and then it's slow again between 79 and T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, that's really filled in. You're slow now between Page and Ladue, then 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Shop Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Trish Gazelle. When you think of roofing, you think of John Beal. When you think of windows, you should also think of John Beal. They carry St. Louis's finest quality replacement windows and siding products in St. Louis. This is the highest quality window you can get in St. Louis, and John Beal is putting their name behind it. They have been in St. Louis for three generations, and they want to make sure that when you are fixing your home, that you do it right the first time. They don't want you to put a Band-Aid on it. These are the energy-efficient windows. You're actually going to save money on your utilities. So give them a call. They're available 24/7, 314-429-6000 for John Beal Windows. Tell them Trish sent you. You can go online as well at johnbealinc.com. They have the strongest warranties in the industry. If you find the same product at a lower price, John Beal will match your price and pay you the difference plus a $50 bonus. Call for John Beal Windows today, 314-429-6000.
At Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's, get a free $10 game card with meals in Striker's Bar and Grill, Sunday through Friday. More at Brunswick.